The following is a lecture to Gurukula boys entitled Prabhupada's Arrival in the USA, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 15th, 2014, in Vrindavan, India.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to be back here with you boys today. I have one memento. I didn't record that kirtan. That was so wonderful. Next time I'll have to record it. It's so nice. You were chanting so much, so nicely. You were chanting. It's such a wonderful kirtan. So thank you all for that. Very enlivening by your chanting. Today is a very, very auspicious day. When I think about it, 1965 on September 18th. And what amazes me when I think back is when I was a kid growing up in America, I was completely materialistic. You know, career, you know, the whole thing. The whole material thing my parents taught me to believe in. But in September of 1965, just at the time when Srila Prabhupada set foot on American soil, at that time my consciousness changed. Even though I was in Texas and Prabhupada was in New York. I mean, that's how powerful the Pure Devotee is. It's like 2,000 miles away. But in a sense, when Prabhupada set foot in America, my consciousness changed. That's the potency of the Pure Devotee, 2,000 miles away. But just by setting foot in America, I started thinking, you know, here I am in college, you know, working hard to make good grades. You get a good job, you know, get a good wife, nice house, nice car, nice kids, and a nice grave. What's the point of all this? It's got to be more to life than just working hard to die, to have a nice coffin. Of course, you cremate here in India. In America, they make a very nice, expensive coffin, you know, with silk lining, velvet lining. You know. I've been thinking, what's the point? I'm just going to get a nice, I'm working hard to get a nice coffin, that's all. There's got to be more to life than this. And then these thoughts came just at the same time as Prabhupada arrived in America. It's amazing. This is the power of the Pure Devotee. Just by, even when you're 2,000 miles away from the Pure Devotee, you can have an impact on your consciousness. That's the power of a great Pure Devotee. So actually this day, I think what day is today? Probably going on the lunar calendar. On the solar calendar, September 18, 1965, was the day that Prabhupada arrived in Boston Harbor. And he wrote a beautiful Bengali poem, which some of his disciples, like one of his disciples, put it to music. I don't know the tune, so we'll do it without the tune. But a beautiful Bengali poem, and Prabhupada himself translated it. Because you know, some of you may understand Bengali, but many of us do not understand it. So we read and discuss his wonderful, wonderful arrival prayer. Markine Bhagavat Dharma. Varo Kripa Kaila Krishna Dharma Prati Ki Lagi Yanile Heta Kora Eva Gati. My dear Lord Krishna, you were so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. So just see the mood of the Pure Devotee. He doesn't always understand. Prabhupada is saying, he doesn't really understand all about what Krishna is up to, but whatever Krishna is up to, he's willing to go along with it. Sometimes even the Pure Devotee does not understand Krishna's plan. You understand my point? Even the Pure Devotee doesn't understand Krishna's plan, but his mood is, Krishna, whatever you want to do, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever you want. next verse. Achikichu karjitaba e anumane. Naikino aniven e ugrastane. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why have you brought me to this terrible place? Now, why did Prabhupada say it's terrible? A lot of people like America. They say it's a great place. Why did Prabhupada say it's terrible? Well, he just comes from Vrindavan. So, it's really America, they'd be very nice. Actually, in one time, Prabhupada was on the airplane. It was complete fog. With zero visibility, but the plane landed perfectly just by the instruments. And Prabhupada said, this material world is an invisible place. If there's any happiness in this material world, it's in America. So of course, we know that's only material happiness. But Prabhupada is saying here, why did you bring me to this terrible place? But what's so terrible about it anyway? Probably slaughterhouses, prostitution, liquor, meat, all the sinful activities, gambling, all the poor regular criminals are going on full steam ahead, and now the whole world is imitating America, unfortunately. In India also, they want to imitate the American way. So he says, this terrible place. The next verse, he says, Gajastamogunne era sabai achana vasudev kata ruchi nahese prasana. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Now, in this connection, Prabhupada told us in Atlanta, it's quite interesting. Listen carefully. When I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975, he told us this amazing thing. He told about his godbrother. This was actually Ivan Maharaj, who started this engineering school across the street. This Swami Ivan, he had gone to the UK for preaching on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And while he was there, of course, he was not successful, but he met one British lord, Lord Zetman. Actually, Lord Zetman had some position, like the governor of Bengal during British rule, so he was familiar with Indian culture. Prabhupada doesn't say the J, he pronounced it Jetman. And he didn't say the Z. It was Lord Zetman. Is the correct pronunciation. And Prabhupada said, Lord Jetman. That's how he pronounced Zetman. So anyway, Lord Zetman, or Lord Jetman, he said, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? And Lord, and Prabhupada Gambada said, yes. You give up illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling, no problem, I can make you a Brahmin. So Lord Zetman immediately replied, impossible. So Prabhupada told us, when I came to your country, I was thinking, as soon as I tell them no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, they will immediately say, Swamiji, please go home. But then Prabhupada said, I thought, let me try. When I heard Prabhupada say that, I went, jai. And then the whole temple room followed me. They thought that was a pretty good jai, and everybody joined in with jai. Because it was because of that one thing that even though Prabhupada thought it was impossible to implant Krishna Bhakti into the hearts of the American people, even though he thought it was impossible because he had the order from the spiritual master, he said, let me try. Now, Father, well, it's impossible. I'll just go home, forget it. When's the jollibee is going back? You know, I have a round trip ticket. Why not go back? But because Prabhupada had that dedication to the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, because he had that dedication, he said, let me try. And that's how we were saved. Because Prabhupada made that endeavor, even though he thought he would be a failure. Prabhupada thought he would fail in his attempt to introduce Krishna Bhakti into American culture. He thought he'd be a failure, but still he didn't. He made the endeavor because he'd been ordered to do so by his spiritual master. So this is a very good lesson for all of you. Everybody listen carefully. Don't put your attention anywhere else, okay? Listen carefully. This is the mercy of the Srila Prabhupada, that he was dedicated to killing the instruction of the spiritual master. Wake up, everybody. The next verse. Tabi jade tapat kripa hoy akuti sakal I sambhava hoy tumi se kotuti. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. Now this is a wonderful faith. You see, the pure devotee, he knows that by the grace of Krishna, even the impossible can become possible. You may know the pastime when Prabhupada wanted to publish the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. He wanted it done within a few weeks only. And the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, this is impossible. We can't produce this 17 volumes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in this short of a time. You know what Prabhupada said? He said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So the fact that they actually did it, they got it done in record time. They did all the editing. They got someone flew off to India, got pictures of the holy places. They laid it out. They printed it. It was all done within a matter of weeks. 17 volumes. So it's a fact that by the grace of Krishna, who is the most expert mystic, what is that Sanskrit word for the most expert mystic? Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar, he is the most expert mystic. By the potency and the power of Yogeshwara Krishna, the most powerful mystic, even the impossible can become possible. So, you know what? Prabhupada gave us an impossible order. You know what he told us to do? In Los Angeles, you know what he said to do? He said, become guru or deliver the whole world. Wow! I mean, deliver the whole world, Prabhupada? You really want us to save the whole world? Make everybody Krishna conscious? That all the Muslims, the Hindus, the Christians, the Sikhs, the Jains, the Buddhists, the Zoroastrians, etc., etc., everybody's going to join Lord Chaitanya's movement? Yes. This is the duty that Prabhupada has given us, his followers, to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Does it seem impossible? Sure. It seems possible we're sitting here, when you go out on the street, you go to Delhi, or you go to New York City, you go to Baghdad, it seems hopeless. But this is with the grace of Krishna, who is the most expert mystic, even the impossible becomes possible. Ki bhave bhujale thara bhuje se rasa eto kripa koro prabhu koru kori nija bhasha. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Now how many of you want to be preachers? Raise your hand. You want to be a preacher? Only one, two. Everybody else is a Bhajanandi? No, we have about five or six preachers. The rest are Bhajanandis. Why do you want to be Bhajanandi? Nonsense. You should all raise your hand. Yes, I want to preach. What kind of nonsense is this? You don't want to preach Krishna consciousness? It's Lord Chaitanya's order. Not even one tenth of you want to follow Lord Chaitanya. The rest of you are just nonsense. What are you doing here in the Gurukula? Are you learning anything? How many want to be preachers? Jai. Okay, very good. So, here's how you can be a preacher. Prabhupada is teaching us how to be a preacher. He says, how will they understand the mellow of the devotional service? Oh Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy that I will be able to convince them about your message. So that's how to be a successful preacher. You should think, I have no ability to convince anyone. But Krishna, by your mercy, by your grace, I will be able to convince them. So if you have this mood of being dependent on Krishna, when you go out for preaching work, you can save the whole world. You can save the whole world if you have this faith. Krishna, depending on Krishna's mercy. Next verse. Tomara ichchaya sabahoi maya pasha. Tomara ichchaya nasha maya parasha. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. So it's all Krishna's energy. Maya is the energy of Krishna. So actually nobody is independent of Krishna. Every single living entity is under the influence of Krishna. The mass population of the present moment is under the influence of Krishna's illusory energy, the material energy. That's why delivering them is not impossible. You see, because it's the same energy source. Krishna is the source both of the material and spiritual energy. It's just a matter of flipping the switch. They're already connected with Krishna. Every single living entity is connected with Krishna. It's just a matter of flipping the switch. The man is spirit. Tapa icha hai jadi deva udhar bujibe nishchay tapa katar sei tomara. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. So Prabhupada isn't saying, please bless me that I can save them. My dear Lord, please you save them. Because if only you desire their deliverance. So my dear Lord, in this way he's praying. Bhagavata katha se toba avatar. The words of the Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Bhagavatam 1, 2, 17 to 22. Shrengvatam svakata Krishna. Ramya Shavana Kirtana Vidyam Tapstavya Yadani Hirinati Sarisatam Napta Prayeshka Vadadeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatam Ashvoke Bhakti Bhavati Naishwati Tadara Yastamo Mava Kamano Vata Yashchaye Chaita Etayana Vipham Sittam Sattva Siddhati Evam Prasana Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataham Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate Hridaya Grandhish Chinyante Sava Sanshaya Chiyante Tasya Karmani Tisha Eva Manishtare. Translation. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of all of the truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. How do you like that term, truthful devotee? Pretty important. You got to be an honest, straightforward person. You can't be a crooked devotee. If you're a crooked devotee, you won't be able to purify your heart. You have to be a straightforward, honest devotee. and then your heart can become pure and luminous. The next verse. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service and the personality of Godhead, who is praised with Shrinivasa again, is established as an irrevocable fact. Now why does it say almost destroyed? You know why it says almost destroyed? Now, why does it say completely destroyed? Why does it say almost destroyed? Well, it's talking about two steps here. First of all, you come to the mother of goodness. And the mother of goodness, that's compassion and ignorance of taking care of you, getting rid of them. Now you're almost there. But the mode of goodness is not good enough. The inauspicious things in the heart are almost completely destroyed when you come to the mode of goodness. But then you have to go to the next step, to the pure bhakti. And then the next verse talks about, okay, now you're in the level of pure bhakti. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. This is pure goodness. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service of the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of God in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, in all misgiving you're cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. So what does that mean to see the self as master? What do you think? Are you listening? Please pay attention. Just try to focus in here, because these are very important words that will liberate you from this material existence, free you from all miseries. So, now we'll go to the next verse. You become liberated from the influence of the mode of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Ki kore bhujabo tata paro te shahi kudra ami dinahina kono shakti nahi. How will I make them understand this method of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen, therefore I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Again, Prabhupada is begging for the mercy of himself. It's like I'm begging Krishna for the potency that I can keep your attention. You won't, your mind won't wander off thinking about what's going to be next, when's Pashadam or this and that. I see many faces, but I can tell they're not tuned in. I can look around the room, I see many faces, and your mind is not here, you're somewhere else. So I'm begging the mercy of Krishna that somehow or other I can capture your attention and keep you focused on this transcendental form by Srila Prabhupada, because this will deliver you. Your mental ramblings will not deliver you, okay? But this knowledge, this poem, by Prabhupada, are you focusing on this poem? You will become delivered. Somehow or other, my Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you love. So Prabhupada was an attempt at being successful. You understand? Simply attached to doing his duty for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And success or failure, that's up to Krishna. Prabhupada wants success, not for his own glory, but he wants success for the sake of the fallen soul so they will become liberated. Akila Jagat Guru Vachana Sayamar Alankrita Karipar Kamatha Tamar. O spiritual master of all the world, I can simply repeat your message, so if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. I'm praying the same way. That I will be able to speak in a way that you will understand me. It will make sense to you. I'm praying for that same person. Tava kripa hale mokata shuddha habe shunyasa barashoka dukas jay uchide. Only by your causeless mercy will my word become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel enlightened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Anni yat shuddhati prabhu amara nachate Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Sayamate, Kastara, Puttani, Chata, Nacho, Sayamate. O my Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hand. Now you have brought me here to dance, and make me dance, make me dance. Make, O Lord, make me dance as you like. This is the mood of your bhakti. How many of you pray this way to Krishna and the Guru? We have to learn from Prabhupada how to pray. This is how to pray. He's teaching us how to pray. Bhakti nai vedanai name kub daro bhakti vadanta nam eve satak kora. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Javaduta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. Any questions? Write them on the paper and pass them forward if any questions. Here comes some. Why even great Prabhupada disciples have fallen? Actually, it's not surprising. It is a war with Kali. In a war, there's always fatality in a war. So Prabhupada said, it's not surprising when people fall down, it's surprising when they stay. Naturally, there will be fidelity. The war going on in the age of Kali, naturally there will be some fidelity. Will a day come when the whole world will be chanting Hare Krishna? It's actually predicted that it will come, to be honest with you. It's predicted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That day will come when everyone is Krishna conscious. How did it begin? Satjana Dhyaya. Thank you very much. Satjana Durjana Bandhu Jada Anagana Prema Vandhyaya Jube Duvela Jagatara Jana. Whether you're a pious man, you see, Satjana, whether you're an impious Rakshasa character, Durjana, Satjana, or whether you're lame, end of the line, Everybody will be drowned in this this famous tsunami, the tidal wave of prema. That is the prediction of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that day will come and the whole world will become Krishna conscious. That's what the scriptures say. And who might I argue with Krishnadas Kaviraj? He predicted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita the whole world will become inundated with Krishna bhakti. So it will happen someday. So would you like to see it happen in your lifetime?
Yes.
Die. So would I. Now that's why I'm preaching. That's why I'm preaching as much as I can to push toward this movement, because I want to see this movement take over the world and put a stop to all this nonsense that's going on every day in practically every town and village. What is the most easy way to get free from lust? Give your love to Krishna. Just love Krishna. He's so beautiful. Krishna is so adorable. Just try to love Krishna. Mr. Lust, nobody will no longer be interested in Mr. Lust. If we can chant our rounds on beads, on a digital counter, it will bring the same fruit as a Tulsi bead. No. Chanting on a counter doesn't give you the same benefit as chanting on the Tulsi. Why? Because Prabhupada orders in the purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, chant round the beads. He didn't say chant on the clicker. Prabhupada ordered us to chant on the beads. Did you ever see a picture of Prabhupada in the initiation giving on a clicker at the initiation venue? I've seen what clickers are used for. When I was preaching in Sofia, Bulgaria, there was a public restroom. There was a worker standing there with a clicker to see how many people went in to pass stool and urine during the day. So I think clickers are good for counting how many people pass stool and urine. They're not meant for the holy name. No acharya ever chanted on a clicker. This is some ISKCON concoction that never came from Prabhupada. So if you want my advice, sell your clicker on eBay and give your bead bag back out. Challenge you. That'll give you more potency. You can go to Rupa Goswami Samadhi downtown, and there's no clicker in there. You can see the japa bead. So forget the clicker. Tamal Krishna Goswami said, rounds on the clicker don't count. Okay. Why some meat eaters are here in Vrindavan? These are symptoms of the age of Kali, that's all I can say. Because of that curse of Sringi, the Kali Yuga has come, and even in Vrindavan there are meat-eaters. So the influence of the curse of Kali. Why Krishna is allowing Muslims to live? Dham is covered right now. That's the reality. The Dham is covered by people who are not Krishna conscious. It's covered by people who eat meat. It is the influence of the age of Kali. How did you meet Prabhupada? Was you in that time spiritualized? That's a long story. How much time did we have? An hour? What time is breakfast? Huh? How long do I go? What's my time limit? 10 minutes. I can't tell the story of how I got caught by the 10 minutes. I'm actually trying to write an autobiography to give all the details. But it's quite an elaborate story, how I actually came to Prabhupada's lotus feet, how I was rescued from Mayavadi philosophy, thinking that I was Krishna. quite an interesting story, because everybody's story is interesting. Your story is also interesting, I'm sure. But I'll just say briefly that if I, because one great devotee named Vishnujana Swami convinced me that Krishna consciousness was the real thing. And the more details want to have a longer than 10-minute delay with someone. If Krishna is everywhere, why we should go to the temple? Well, because you don't see him everywhere. Because your eyes are blind, you cannot see Krishna everywhere. Therefore, you need to go to the temple. Now, give me an example. The radio waves are everywhere. There are different radio stations here in Vrindavan, and those radio waves permeate the whole town. Why you can't hear them? Because your ears are unable to, but if you have a radio, you can tune in and hear those waves, although they're omnipresent. Turn that volume down a little bit, too much feedback. Those radio waves are all pervading here in Vrindavan, but you can't hear them because your ears are not qualified. The radio receiver allows you to hear them. So even though Krishna is present, you are not qualified to see him because you're covered by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. But there's one place where you can actually see him, and that's in the temple. So you need to go to the temple. If you go to the temple every day and you develop love for Krishna, then that day will come, you'll see Krishna everywhere. You'll be associating with him every minute, face to face, eye to eye. Even outside of Vrindavan, you can go to Delhi and you'll see Krishna. Or in New York City or Paris. How can our faith in Krishna be strengthened? Take shelter of one of my spiritual master. Spiritual master will empower you to become strong in your faith. Some people worship the Supreme Lord out of fear, some out of and some out of love. So he left out the word here. Some people worship the Supreme Lord out of fear, some out of blank, and some out of love. So the second item was omitted. So the all three ways will lead to the same end. Yes, they will, but any connection with the Supreme Lord will bring you to the Supreme Lord. But if you approach him out of love, that's the fast track. So do you want to go back to God in this lifetime?
Yes.
Then approach him of love. It is said that Krishna is the doer of everything, then why we get reaction? Krishna has two energies to which he is doing everything. He has the spiritual energy and the material energy. It's your choice which energy you want to be under. The material nature is also Krishna's arrangement. It's like the government has a university, it has a prison. Which one do you want to be in? Here you're in a learning institution. There's also penal institutions, prisons. Which one do you want to be? You want to be in a prison or you want to prefer to be in a learning institution? So the spiritual energy is like the learning institution and the material energy is like the prison. You can't blame Krishna for your reaction because your stupid choice to defy the authority of the Lord and try to be an independent Lord, now you're getting your just rewards, which will actually help you come back to pure love for Krishna eventually. But the school, or the method known as the school of hard knocks. Man, chill energy kicks you enough. You get sober.
That's what happened to me.
That's how the school of hard knocks helped me come to Krishna consciousness. I was a singer-songwriter, thinking I would become the next Bob Dylan, famous singer-songwriter. But then Krishna started smashing me by it. One person that heard my music came up and she said, "I hate your music." So I kind of I was shocked. I thought my music was really cool, that everybody loved my music. And she said, "I hate your music." So I started getting sober. Maybe I should take up self-realization after following this idea of becoming the next, singer, songwriter, superstar wasn't panning out. Why do we like bad things so much? Why is it made like this? If you're in the mud of ignorance, you will like things in the mud of ignorance. you're in the mode of passion, you will like things in the mode of passion. If you're in the mode of goodness, you will like things in the mode of goodness. According to your mode, you will have certain kinds of taste. That is Krishna's fulfilling your desire to enjoy independently. You wanted it, Krishna's giving it to you. That's why. Now you in the fact, listen, don't sit around and talk in the back, Hare Krishna. This is the time you should pay attention up here, please. Not a separate little chit-chat session in the back there. Please. Just because you're behind the pole doesn't mean you can just have your own little program back there. You're meant to pay attention. You're meant to focus your mind. This is transcendental Krishna Katha. This will liberate you from this material existence. You can chit-chat all day after you come out of here. Don't use this as a chit-chat session. How can we balance our spiritual life as well as material life? This is described in the Sri Yajurvedanishad. Vidyam cha vidyam yashtadeya vayam saha. It is described. The only one who can properly balance his material life with his spiritual life can achieve the full blessings of immortality. So what is the proper balance? Right now, we're completely absorbed in the material side. So now we have to introduce the spiritual side. That's right. Not that you have to become more materialistic. Right now, we're 100% materialistic. So now we have to bring the spiritual aspect. You're still going to be maintaining your body, eating, sleeping, mating, and that will go on. But you have to balance that with Krishna consciousness. Meditating on Krishna, absorbing yourself in Krishna. Because this body is a losing proposition. Right now your body is young and healthy, but gradually it will deteriorate. You can see the old devotees walking around with canes. They're hard of hearing. They can't see. These bodies, and your body also, will gradually deteriorate. So therefore we're urging you, become sober now like Prahlad or Dhruva. Become very sober now to fix yourself in Krishna consciousness. Don't think, well, I'm a kid, I'm just going to goof off and enjoy. No, you're not a kid. You're an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one to the Lord. You are meant to revive your loving relationship with that Supreme Lord right now. Not later, right now. We're already going to be on 10 minutes. Okay, no more questions. I have 5 more questions here. We'll try to breeze through them. How to get detached from the material body and detached from Krishna? You just have to absorb yourself in Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. How to search for a guru for yourself? Well, you don't really have to look for a spiritual mantra. All you have to do is be sincere that you want to become self-realized and definitely determined now, I must give my life to Krishna. And as soon as you do that, Krishna will send the guru to you and you go, wow, here he is. This is my spiritual master. You just have to be serious. You don't have to search for a guru. Just be serious and become Krishna conscious and you will see your guru is right there in front of you. How to maintain or increase our faith towards Guru and Gauranga? By following their instructions. The more you follow their instructions, the more you will feel how you're being transformed. That will give you faith. By following the instructions of spiritual master and Krishna, you will feel how your life is transforming and that will convince you. As Srila Prabhupada also got many failures, we also get some failures in our life. How to take these failures to be more strong in our life. Prabhupada said, especially in spiritual life, failure is a pillar of success. So whatever failure you make, don't be discouraged by it. Take it as a learning experience. And you'll see that your failures actually are helping you to become successful. You learn from all your failures. how can we become angerless? Okay, angerless. How to become free from anger? Some kinds of anger are good. Spiritual anger is good. It's like Hanuman and Arjuna were very, very angry. You channel your anger in the service of Krishna and you don't get angry over sense gratification, then it's wonderful. It's like I'm really angry about the cow slaughter going on. I'm angry that so many children are being killed by abortion every day. Millions of children are being killed by abortion every year all over the world. That makes me angry. I'm very angry about this. I'm angry so many cows are being killed, so many people are being abused. It makes me very angry. That, therefore, I channel my anger to preach distributing Prabhupada's books, trying to convince people to take to the path of pure bhakti. So that's what to do with your anger. Channel it towards preaching. That anger is energy. And you can use that anger energy for pushing forward Krishna consciousness. By not being able to tolerate the suffering condition of the people on this planet. Angry at the leaders for misguiding the people. You demand new leadership. See, we need Krishna conscious leaders in this world. I'm angry that these rascal leaders are keeping the people in ignorance. I'm very angry about that. We need Krishna conscious leaders in Delhi, in Washington, D.C., in Paris, in London, all over the world. We need Krishna conscious men as prime ministers, as president, as members of parliament. So you boys, if you're interested in politics, go for it. Become a pure devotee. See, we need pure devotees in every sphere. Education, government, in every sphere of activity, we need pure devotees. So please, please dedicate your life to this mission. That's how to use your anger. Why does Krishna give us our free will and does not make favorable conditions for bhakti everywhere? Now wait a minute. This question is, the second half of the question is wrong. Krishna is doing everything at every minute to facilitate your surrender at the end. Every minute he's facilitating it. Every single living entity throughout all existence is being facilitated by Krishna at every minute to take shelter of him. Why did he get free will? Well, if I said, okay, we're taking away all your friends, you can't have any friends, we're giving you one friend, and it's a robot. The only friend you can have is a robot. Would you like that? You can't have any friends, but we give you one friend only, a robot. Would you like to make friends with a robot and have that as your only association? No. We want living beings who have the free will to choose what to do. It's no fun having a relationship with a robot. So Krishna doesn't want robots. Krishna has given us free will because he doesn't want robots. That's the difference, you see. Free will makes you an individual. It makes you a living being. Without free will, you're nothing but a robot. You're just a machine. You understand? Do you want to be a machine? That's why Krishna has given you free will. He wants you to have a choice to love him or to leave him, and he hopes he'll convince you to love them. That makes you interesting for Krishna. Your free will makes you interesting for Krishna. Otherwise, he wouldn't want to, he would not be interesting to him. He's given you free will to love him or not to love him, and that way he can try to cultivate a loving relationship with you. So that's why you have free will. Okay, our questions now are finished. Our time is exhausted. And I wish we could go on for a few more hours, but I don't think you can handle it. Some of you are getting so restless. You can't handle it. Another question?
From the teacher.
From the teacher side.
Want me to read this? It's a note or something I can read out loud?
Question.
Oh, a question. Okay, and one last question from an ashram leader. So it's authorized. Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. I am an ashram teacher in Gurukula. One day I did a survey of the ninth grade boys that says how many of you will continue Krishna consciousness after going out of Gurukula. Most of them said they're not able to practice Krishna consciousness. This very opinion shook my bhakti very much. Can you please tell me how so many devotees are practicing Krishna consciousness? How can we continue Krishna consciousness throughout our life? Yes, after you boys, you're here getting, hearing about Krishna. Maybe you're... How many of you came here because you wanted to come here? Let's see a ritual of hands. How many because your parents sent you here? Only one. So how many want to be here? Those who don't, raise your hand. You don't really want to be here? You really want to be here of your own desire. How many want to be here for their own desire? Raise it high. Does anybody not want to be here? Raise your hand. And no, they probably scared you. You might get beaten up. So anyway, you see, now, sometimes if you're like you're a kid, and your parents are Krishna conscious, and you're supposed to do it because your parents say it, that's different. Because there's a certain time in youth when we tend to rebel against our parents, at least in the Western country. So I joined Krishna consciousness rebelling against my parents. And I came later on when I was like 22 years old, I'd gone through so many experiences. So I was completely convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that I'm giving my whole life to Prabhupada. There's no doubt. Completely convinced. Now you may come in a different situation. Maybe your parents sent you here, it's okay being here, you like being with the boys. Maybe you're not committed in your heart. How many of you, let's take another poll. How many of you want to completely dedicate your life to Krishna and become a completely pure devotee? Not everyone. There's one that's not raising his hand. I can ask you, why do you not raise your hand? You?
No, no.
You're not convinced of Krishna consciousness? This boy that here didn't raise his hand. Yeah, you didn't raise your hand. Why you didn't raise your hand? You're not convinced to give your life to Krishna? Tell us why so we can understand. Why you didn't want to give your life to Krishna? Why? What's your reason? I'm curious. You can tell us.
I want to dedicate my life, but I also want to be
material. We don't say you have to be a sannyasi, okay? You can have a career. You want to be a computer programmer, you want to start a company, you want to be a prime minister. If you have material desires, that's okay. We don't say you have to give up your material desires to become a devotee. We say engage those in Krishna's service. That's what Krishna says in the Gita. He says, Yat Kadoshi Yadasnasi, Yat Kadoshi Dadasi Yat, Yat Tapashashi Kauntaya, Tat Kadoshi Hamadarthana. Just like before I joined this movement, I was a singer-songwriter. Well, I still write songs. So you have a certain tendency to act in a certain way. Things you want to do, you can do those things. But do that for Krishna. We're not saying you have to give up what you like to do, but just do it in the service of Krishna. That way, Krishna will be pleased. And that way you'll become happy. Because even if you satisfy your material desires, you will not be satisfied. You know why? Because you're not that body. You're not that mind. They're covering the actual self. So whatever tendency you have to act in a certain way, that's the Vedic system. There's Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Everyone has a tendency to act in a certain way according to the nature, their nature. So we never say to suppress that nature. If you have a tendency to act in a certain way, go for it. But offer the results of Krishna, and you become perfect. Do you understand the difference? In that mood, do you think you could give your life to Krishna? Yes, okay, very good. So mentally, you have to convince the boy. You know, to be a sannyasi, you're a lifelong brahmachari. Not necessary. Just give your life to Krishna. Give your whatever you are, whatever your nature is, and give that in Krishna's service. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. You'll be happy and you'll make the whole world happy. So, is that it? Okay, we'll stop here. Dantaraj, actually, it's not a Bhagavatam, but Srila Prabhupada's arrival in the USA, September 18th, 1965. Ki?
Jai! Iske Shrimad Shankar Sandati Kali Ki? Jai!